Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 7, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Labyrinth unveils Red Tape Index to help America build smarter. Labyrinth, a regulatory intelligence company, has launched the Red Tape Index to track and compare how efficiently U.S. states process building permits and zoning changes. The index reveals that 6 of the top 10 cities in the U.S. come from the top 3 states, issuing an average of 195 permits per 100,000 residents. This data, aggregated from various public sources, aims to provide transparency and collaboration. CEO Stuart Lacey emphasizes the importance of measuring inefficiencies to enable faster and smarter decision-making. The Red Tape Index will be updated quarterly and aims to help identify bottlenecks and improve permitting efficiency across regions. Labyrinth invites state, county, and city governments to participate in refining the index to build a clearer regulatory future. Learn more at w.redtapeindex.com.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Electro-Optics Systems Holding Tid, ASX, EOS, 2Q 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Electro-Optics Systems Holdings, EOS, after securing a $125.1 million contract for a 100-kilowatt high-power laser weapon system, GLW, for counter-drone warfare. This HELW can take down 20 drones per minute, making it 5 to 10 times more efficient than current options. The contract is expected to be accretive to margins and cash flow positive. EOS plans to secure another HELW contract in 2026, aiming to capture 50% of the HELW TAM. The company's growth outlook includes a focus on counter-drone RWS technology and ALBU technology, with strong order uptake and growing market opportunities. With a strong order backlog, positive operating cash flow, and a valuation range of 4.72 to 5.39, EOS is positioned for continued success.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.